The UN Security Council on Tuesday held an urgent closed-door meeting on Yemen as heightened tensions and a humanitarian disaster continue to plague the country. During the meeting, council members were briefed by Special Envoy Ismail Ulud Sheikh Ahmad and Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Mark Lowcock. Prior to the session, participants expressed concern about the situation on the ground, notably after the news of the killing of Yemen's ex-president Ali Abdullah Saleh.
I think it's important now that we manage to halt this escalation. As we've said before, there is no military solution to this conflict. It's important that there is not a military logic that takes over.
We are deeply concerned by the escalation in fighting that has taken place since the weekend, and it couldn't have come at a worse time for the people of Yemen.
The UN says Yemen is faced with the world's largest humanitarian crisis. An estimated 22.4 million Yemenis are in need of assistance, more than 8 million of whom are at risk of famine. Since April, Yemen has also been hit by the largest ever single-year cholera outbreak amidst a breakdown of health and sanitation services. Also, the World Health Organization says at least 22 people have died of diphtheria since it was detected 3 months ago. A statement following the council's meeting urged all parties to immediately provide self and sustained commercial and humanitarian access to all affected people through all of Yemen's ports and airports. The council also condemned a recent missile attack on Saudi Arabia by Yemeni forces. But experts see a double standard in that, as the statement left out the voice of the Yemeni people.
In fact, Saudi Arabia is conducting a genocide against the Yemenis. This shows the condemnation of one side, not condemning the other, shows the bias which we have witnessed all through in the Security Council.
Until now, the Security Council has refrained from taking a proactive approach toward Yemen, primarily in hope of progress in efforts made by its special envoys. However, it's yet to be seen how recent developments will affect the Council's approach towards the war-torn country. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.